Trump's first visit overseas comes as political scandals continue to mount back home. Sacked FBI Director James Comey has agreed to testify publicly in a Senate hearing. It's likely to take place at the end of the month. President Trump fired Comey last week while the Bureau was investigating Russia's suspected involvement in a U.S. presidential race. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that senior Trump advisor is under scrutiny as part of this whole investigation. For more on this, let's go to Simon Marks. He's in Washington, D.C. for us. And Simon, the White House isn't refuting this whole idea that President Trump did, in fact, tell the Russian foreign minister that Comey's firing would lift pressure on the president. So how is the White House explaining the language that Trump used?
Yeah, they're not pushing back against it at all, Tatiana. And that report published in the New York Times was based on an in-house White House document that summarized the contents of the meeting between President Donald Trump and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Now, the White House, which, as you know, is suffering from something of a credibility crisis, particularly among the Washington press corps, says that Donald Trump was merely trying to explain that he was under pressure that was hampering his ability to engage in serious-minded foreign policy discussions with the Russians about a wide range of international issues, including Syria, Afghanistan, the war on terrorism. And he merely meant that the pressure that had been created that was stopping him from having those serious conversations was now being alleviated. Another White House official has offered a slightly competing narrative, suggesting that this was a strategic move by President Trump in a bid to suggest to the Russians that he wasn't feeling as constrained by everything that was going on in terms of the investigations as they might think he was. I mean, the reality is that the comments that President Trump made in the Oval Office to those Russian officials is completely consistent with other comments that he has made in other places and builds the narrative that critics are advancing, that what he was trying to do when he fired James Comey was head off the Russia investigations and obstruct justice.
And Simon, what about this senior White House official who is said to be close to President Trump, who is said to be in the whole crosshairs of this investigation? Do we have any sense of the identity of that person?
Well, I think not since the search for Deep Throat, the informant who provided the Washington Post with much of their information during the Watergate scandal, has there been so much excitement and speculation in Washington about trying to identify someone. If you look at the language that is used in the Washington Post, citing senior U.S. intelligence sources, law enforcement sources, they describe this individual as a senior White House aide currently in the White House and close to Donald Trump. Now, there aren't that many people who fit the bill, because you've got to find one of those people who also, we know, engaged in communications with the Russians. Could be Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. Could be Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. They both had contacts with the Russians prior to the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Couldn't be Michael Flynn, the ousted National Security Advisor. He's no longer at the White House. But most tantalizingly of all for everybody back here in Washington, it could also be the president's own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, husband of Ivanka Trump. And there are many people from this distance keeping a very close eye on what he does during the president's 9-day trip.
And Simon, quickly, the timing of all of this is certainly curious. These latest revelations coming as the president left for Saudi Arabia. How likely is it that there will be more revelations during this international trip that he's on?
Absolutely inevitable. I mean, he is not going to be able to escape these latest revelations during this international trip. And everybody here in Washington knows there is highly likely going to be more to come, a drip feed of information every day that he's on the road.
Simon Marks for us in Washington, D.C. Thank you for that.